They hurried back through the dark grounds, sliding and stumbling up the muddy lawns, not talking. Harry was thinking hard. What was it that Voldemort wanted done that was not happening quickly enough? He's got other plans. Plans he can put into operation very quietly indeed. Stuff he can only get by stealth. Like a weapon. Something he didn't have last time. He had not thought about those words in weeks. He had been too absorbed in what was going on at Hogwarts, too busy dwelling on the ongoing battles with Umbridge, the injustice of all the Ministry interference. But now they came back to him and made him wonder. Voldemort's anger would make sense if he was no nearer laying hands on the weapon, whatever it was. Had the order thwarted him, stopped him from seizing it? Where was it kept? Who had it now? "Bimbulus Mimbletonia," said Ron's voice, and Harry came back to his senses just in time to clamber through the portrait hole into the common room. It appeared that Hermione had gone to bed early, leaving Crookshanks curled in a nearby chair and an assortment of knobbly knitted elf hats lying on a table by the fire. Harry was rather grateful that she was not around, because he did not much want to discuss his scar-hurting and have her urge him to go to Dumbledore too. Ron kept throwing him anxious glances, but Harry pulled out his potions books and set to work to finish his essay, though he was only pretending to concentrate and, by the time that Ron said he was going to bed too, had written hardly anything. Midnight came and went while Harry was reading and rereading a passage about the uses of scurvy grass, lovage, and sneezewort, and not taking in a word of it. These plants are most efficacious in the inflaming of the brain, and are therefore much used in confusing and befuddlement draughts, where the wizard is desirous of producing hot-headedness and recklessness. Hermione said Sirius was becoming reckless, cooped up in Grimmauld Place. Most efficacious in the inflaming of the brain, and are therefore much used. The Daily Prophet would think his brain was inflamed if they found out that he knew what Voldemort was feeling. Therefore much used in confusing and befuddlement drafts. Confusing was the word, all right. Why did he know what Voldemort was feeling? What was this weird connection between them, which Dumbledore had never been able to explain satisfactorily? Where the wizard is desirous, how he would like to sleep, of producing hot-headedness.
It was warm and comfortable in his armchair before the fire, with the rain still beating heavily on the window panes, and Crookshanks purring, and the crackling of the flames.
The book slipped from Harry's slack grip and landed with a dull thud on the hearthrug. His head fell sideways. He was walking once more along a windowless corridor, his footsteps echoing in the silence. As the door at the end of the passage loomed larger, his heart beat fast with excitement. If he could only open it, enter beyond. He stretched out his hand. His fingertips were inches from it.